Welcome to Open Paddock Podcast, episode number 164 for November 13th, 2012. In lieu of Mr. Peachin being here, happy Veterans Day to you, Sean. You've got me. I'm Kevin Neely. I will be kind of flying the spaceship here tonight. I am joined by my associates, Mike. How are you doing tonight?
Good evening, Kevin. Doing very well.
And Doug is out there as well.
Hola!
Gentlemen, since this is the racing podcast with an alcohol problem, what are we drinking tonight?
Kevin, I am imbibing a bottle of Ballast Point's Sculpin IPA, and I am enjoying it immensely. It's very good stuff.
The India Pale Ale. So you prefer a hoppy beer, yeah?
Oh, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I look at the IBU, and if it's anything under 60, I scoff at it.
What you got there, Doug?
Well, I'm out of gin, so I'm imbibing the closest thing I could find to a martini that I could make out of whiskey. So I'm having a lovely
New Amsterdam?
Manhattan. A what?
You're having a New Amsterdam, is that?
No.
You said the closest thing you could find to gin.
Well, no, the closest thing I'd find to a martini being out of gin. I see what you did there.
That's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm having a lovely little Manhattan tonight.
You know, one thing that really really bothers me is this martini craze that has gone on in the past few years. And you've got like the appletini and the peachtini and the lemontini.
That's not a martini.
No, it is not. And I keep telling people that. And it's like, you know, a martini is gin, first of all.
Right.
Followed by vermouth. Followed by bitters.
A vermouth.
A hint, yes.
Hint.
And it's got an olive in it.
Yes.
If it's got an onion in it, it's a Gibson.
Right.
Your vodka martinis, people, you may serve them in martini glasses. They are not martinis.
You know, that's it exactly. All these other things are merely drinks that are served in a martini glass. They are not martinis. Cosmos are not martinis. That's cranberry flavored vodka, pure and simple. Don't call it a martini.
No. That is completely unacceptable. So, gentlemen, I've got to make note here of the Patterson Olmeyer sweep of the Kansas City Road Rallies this past weekend.
Yeah, my good friend Phil Olmeyer and I competed in our first road rally this past weekend. Kansas City region of the Sports Car Club of America has a pair of road rallies every November. Last year they had it here in my county, and I didn't know about it. I'm so bummed. But this year they held the two rallies Saturday and Sunday, starting from Lawrence, Kansas, near the airport. And on Sunday we traveled from the Lawrence airport out to the Weston Brewery. They're just across the river in Missouri. Fantastic Irish pub and microbrewery. And then the second day, we took a nice little trip around Perry Lake, a Corps of Engineer flood control reservoir, and now recreational lake as well. Started in Lawrence, went around Perry Lake, and came back to Johnny's pub. So two rallies where you end up at a fantastic pub. How can you beat that?
You can't beat that at all.
And, yeah, this was our first experience with a road rally. We'd never done one of these things before. We kind of had an expectation of what was going to happen. We knew that we were going to be given course notes, and that we had to follow those course notes and arrive on time, not early, not late. And that was about it. And so on Saturday, I drove, and Phil was the navigator. And the first leg is an odometer calibration leg. So you've got they had the mileages measured out to these various waypoints to the hundredth of a mile. And the pros were annoyed by that. They thought that should have been measured out to the thousandth. Wow, really? But anyway, so we were able to drive that, get practice in calling and following direction, and get a scale for what my odometer was reading. And by the way, this was the first outing for the new Focus SVT that will be my autocross car next year. But anyway, got a scale factor for my odometer, got a scale factor for my speedometer, so that we could do conversions from the true mileage to what I was seeing on my Odo. And then we just winged it, basically. Phil would give me instruction on when to turn, how far to go, what my average speed should be, and we tried our best to hold to what we had. And over the day, we ended up with a minute 7, I think, was the overage. And that bested our next nearest opponents in the beginner class by about a minute. So we were very, very happy about that, and stunned, quite honestly. I mean, we thought we did well as we were calculating what our differences were and where we were. So we thought, you know, for our first time, this isn't bad. You know, middle of the pack, maybe we podium. That'd be kind of neat. And there at the pub in Weston, they announced the winners and the winner's time for the beginner class. And we thought, wait a minute, we were under that, weren't we? And so we went up to the officials and said, hey, can we see what you had for times? We think we might have made a miscalculation, maybe. And as we're looking at what they had us early by over 4 minutes on one leg. And,
wow.
And we were like, unless you're saying we pass all these cars, that's not right. And so we looked at the slip that we got at the checkpoints and what they had registered in the log. You know, it's a transcription error. And they fixed that, and bam. You know, I felt sorry for the guys who eventually came in second because they were originally awarded the trophies, right?
Right.
And we're like,